The public trust doctrine states that the navigable waters of the state shall be common highways and forever free. Over the years, courts have ruled that includes any water that can float a recreational boat and even groundwater. Melissa Scanlon teaches water law and policy at the UW-Madison Law School. She says the new mining law would take Wisconsin in a different direction by letting a mining company fill streams and lakes.
That's a real about-face from how the state has managed waters in the past. And it puts one single private use for iron mining above all other private property uses of the waters and above the public.
Scanlon, who previously ran the group Midwest Environmental Advocates, calls it an extreme example of attempting to turn over the state's water to a single industry.
That's something that was attempted when Wisconsin was in its early stages of development.
But business lobbyist Bob Fassbender, who heads a group called the Great Lakes Legal Foundation, says he thinks the mining law is consistent with the original intent of the public trust doctrine.
Navigability was the crux of it. It's the waters were to be free for commercial purposes.
Fassbender argues the lakes and streams that stand to be filled by a mining company under this law are too small to be considered navigable. Also significant, Fassbender says, is that in the public trust doctrine, state lawmakers are the trustees. In this case, GOP lawmakers explicitly wrote the bill to say iron mining is safe and a priority for Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.